Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Honey, did you know the Rolif Jansen Community Library serves Ankrum, Copaic, and Hillsdale?
As a matter of fact, I did know that. Ask me another.
Did you know that the Rojan Library has thousands of books, audiobooks, DVDs, and music CDs you can enjoy for free?
Yep, I knew that too.
Did you know that the Rojan Library puts on dozens of special programs like concerts and lectures, story time for kids, and seminars on computer skills and estate planning?
Uh-huh.
Well, Smarty Pants, is there anything about the Rojan Library you don't know?
Yeah, how do they get all that great stuff done with just three employees?
It's all about the volunteers. The library depends on volunteers for everything from working the circulation desk to staffing special events. They can always use more help.
Sounds like fun. How can I become a volunteer?
Just go to the library's website at rojanlibrary.org and click on the volunteer tab.
Hey, I knew that.
Sure you did.
All summer there are tours at the Hudson Athens Lighthouse every second Saturday of the month through October. You can visit the 1874 lighthouse that's in the middle of the Hudson River. The tour is leaving from the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in Hudson at 11 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., and 2 p.m., and from the Athens Village Riverfront Park at 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. That's the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Tours all summer on the second Saturday. And you can find out more on the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alex Benson of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sam Rowdens reports for Columbia Green Media that local activists, mainly from the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, rallied in Hudson August 19th outside of Bliss Towers for eviction relief from local officials. The gathering comes before the Hudson Common Council is expected to vote on a good cause eviction law at its September 21st meeting. The proposed law, similar to one passed recently in Albany, would require landlords to provide a detailed reason to a judge when evicting a tenant. New York City public advocate Jemani Williams was among those gathered, and he spoke to the importance of having a home. Williams said, and I quote, "Someone's home is connected to everything they do. It's hard to get well coming home from the hospital if you don't have a place to live. It's harder for people to study coming home from school if they don't have a place to live. Being able to rip that away from someone at a moment's notice at the whims of someone, of anyone, simply is not right," end quote. Michael Gatine Suarez, managing director of the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, said there is currently a local housing crisis as many New York City residents have bought property here. Gatine Suarez said, and I quote, "Can someone please point these people out to me that are the small mom-and-pop landlords? Because all I see are people from New York City coming out here, buying property, raising the rent, and then going back down to New York City with zero care about what's going on over here," end quote. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson was also there and said the U.S. Census showed a 12% decrease in the population of Hudson over the last decade. He interpreted that data as people being priced out of the area. Johnson said, and I quote, "This is something that advocates have been talking about for years. We've seen our school district have to consolidate. We've seen our hospitals no longer work for birthing services, losing jobs, end quote. In July, Albany became the first municipality in New York to pass a good cause eviction law. Besides making evictions subject to a judge's oversight, the law also gives tenants a right to renew their lease and protects them from an annual rent increase of more than 5%. Sarah Tadeo reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that New York officials distributed just $156 million so far from the state's rent relief program of about $2.7 billion in state and federal funding. At a state Senate hearing August 19th to examine New York's slow rollout of the rent relief program, state officials promised that tens of thousands of New York tenants should receive notice next week that they are approved for rent relief through the COVID-19 Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Senator Brian Kavanaugh, Democrat of Manhattan, who chairs the Senate Committee on Housing, Construction, and Community Development, said, and I quote, "Since the program's enactment, we've heard persistent concerns from tenants and landlords and many advocates around the state that the program's implementation has been far too slow and that the money has not gone out at the speed that the urgency of the crisis requires," end quote. The program covers up to 12 months of unpaid rent and utilities since the beginning of the pandemic for those who meet certain income and hardship eligibility measures. State officials said they were overwhelmed at first. Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance Commissioner Michael Hines said, and I quote, "There's no question that the start of New York's rental assistance program was delayed, and there's also no question that technical issues have occurred, but we're successfully addressing these issues," end quote. The state has reduced the application process document requirements and added 350 state employees to process the applications. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Bernadette Hogan and Emily Crane report in the New York Post that moving trucks were being filled outside New York's executive mansion August 20th as Governor Andrew Cuomo is stepping down on August 24th. Cuomo is resigning after a report from the Attorney General outlined 11 sexual harassment allegations against the governor, who is also being investigated for various ethics failures. The destination of the moving truck loaded with the governor's things is unclear, as he owns no property. He moved out of his ex-girlfriend's Mount Kisco home in 2019. Wherever he goes, he may face criminal charges as investigations into the sexual harassment claims continue in several counties around the state. Read more about this story in the New York Post. Porcupine Soup reports that Catskill residents Doreen Davis and Kelly Consul were named to the Columbia Green Community College Board of Trustees. It was announced this week. Davis does not have an education background, but is a former Town of Catskill supervisor and retired pharmaceutical executive who is running for a seat on the Green County Legislature this year. Consul has served as a school counselor at Catskill Senior High School. Ned Schneier, PhD chair of Columbia Green Community College Board of Trustees, said, and I quote, "Doreen fills a vacancy with an incredible resume and familiarity with the college through her many years organizing and supporting our annual gala. Kelly gives us hands-on experience in our continuing attempts to improve our student outreach. I could not be happier with these two appointments," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, isolated showers between 9 a.m. and noon, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after noon. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 83 degrees. And Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 68 degrees.
And on Sunday, a chance of showers before 2 p.m., then a chance of rain and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 80 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a temperature high of around 67 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.
Number 10.
But inside, can't seem to fix my mood. Today it's as dark as my roots. If I ever let them grow out. Now all of my oceans have ripped tides. Can't seem to find what's wrong. The whole world is letting me down. Early 2000s seem so far away. Hey, 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 hey. Ladies, begin your sun salutations, transcendental in your meditations. Tell me how I
number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine, nine.
That was the song Dawn Bends from Mac McCaughan. The Superchunk singer collaborates here with Yola Tengo, his 2021 album The Sound of Yourself, on the radio at WGXC.
Number 8.
This next song is from Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer, who's also a member of the Jaded Azurites with Mike Watt and the Skyfurrows with the Burnt Hills folks from Albany. Here in the Field Knots, she's collaborating with Robert Lloyd from the band Typing Test. This is the Field Knots' first song. It's called Mountain.
What do you call the edge of a field? silver beaded rim. Birch brim. The wind speaks a stretched out syllable. Splayed fingers hold the edge of a page. The mountains are text blocks. I read as I walk. Skimming over red berries. Vine softened trunks. Matted confusion of dead trees. Thrown backwards along the line. Brown with use. Foxed and spotted. The earth is writing. What do you call the edge of a field? A line of is or be. Connects trees, hills, mountains. Half a mile. And is's move synchronously, scroll like snow, flakes enlarge as they swerve toward me. I walk the stretched out word. Flat, unbroken, white, line like a spine, keeps hills, trees, rocks together. The mountains are building up. A speech. The earth is writing, writing.
Next on the radio, we've got from the 2021 album Under the Lilac Sky, this is modular synth artist Rushi Jain and the song My People Have Deep Roots.
number 7.
7.
7.
7. 7. 7.
From the 2021 album Painter's Winter, this is the song Happiness from the legendary jazz bassist William Parker, who's joined on reeds from Daniel Carter and drums from Hamid Drake.
Thank you.
That was William Parker on bass, Daniel Carter on reeds, and Hamid Drake on drums. The song's called Happiness. It's from William Parker's 2021 album, Painter's Winter, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6.
We'll be right back. today. Ooh, little sun-kissed child, hope your vision's greater than hay. 'Cause we really need you to show us the way.
That was from Kamisi Washington's 2021 album, Liberated Music for the Movement, Volume 3, on the radio at WGXC.
Number
5.
That was composer Gabriella Smith and cellist Gabriel Cabazas with Bard of a Wasteland from their 2021 album Lost Cause with producer Nadia Serrata.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4
Beach from Bill Callahan, Bonnie Prince Billy, and featuring Cooper Crane on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
That's all right.